Kello News Time is 11:03. From the Kello.com News Center, I'm Max Remington. It wasn't a Brookings bobcat, but a mountain lion that strolled through Brookings Tuesday night. The big cat was picked up on a home surveillance camera. City and state officials responded Wednesday morning, but have not seen the mountain lion. Officials say to not approach the cougar if you see it, and make sure it has an escape path. Medical marijuana zoning ordinances were passed at a joint Sioux Falls City Council and Minnehaha County Commission meeting Tuesday night.
The revised zoning will allow the dispensaries in commercial and light industrial districts under permitted special use. The dispensaries must be 1,000 feet away from sensitive areas, including schools, daycares, parks, and any other medical cannabis dispensary. The new regulations also specify business hours and service options for the facilities. Christy Golden, Kello.com News.
Another locally owned ice cream shop is set to open in Sioux Falls. Sweet Cheeks will open Sunday, October 3rd. Along with ice cream, Sweet Cheeks will offer cotton candy, frozen yogurt, and 50 different choices of toppings to add to your treat. It'll be open every day from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and will be located near 69th and Louise. The end of the fiscal year is Thursday night at midnight. Senator John Thune thinks there's a good chance to avoid a possible government shutdown.
If they hang together on their side, they have the votes to get it through, but even Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, I think are getting increasingly queasy about the size and the scope.
Thune says it's close and it could go either way. Big plays on offense and a stifling defense propelled South Dakota State to a 44-0 shutout victory over Indiana State in the Missouri Valley Football Conference opener last Saturday. This Saturday, SDSU will face Dixie State in the Beef Bowl. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. Saturday on KELQ 107.9. From the Kello.com News Center, I'm Max Remington.